Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
What up? Multiple reasons to celebrate. It's Friday.
Hey!
It's also the last Dish Nation of 2017.
Wait, wait. Do we all still have a job? Did we make it? Okay. Congratulations, guys.
So, as usual, we're bringing the heat. Later on today, we're going to be showing you what you have to look forward to at the box office of 2018. Mm-hmm. And we're going to reveal who has taken the title of the highest paid actress on television. But first, a lot of people walk around here with tattoos.
Yeah.
Some of them they love, some of them they don't love. Some of these tattoos are people that they don't love anymore.
Right.
So if your relationship didn't end up working out, don't worry. We got some hope for you.
Okay, right. What? What you got?
Let's talk about your friend Nick Cannon. Now, he got a tattoo tribute to your other friend, Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they say, fix it, Jesus?
Yes.
He literally used Jesus to fix it. Take a look.
He did. Yes, he did.
Jesus can work it out.
That's actually pretty dope. Johnny Depp, he's made a bunch of mistakes. Back in the day when he was dating Winona Ryder, he had Winona Forever tattooed on his arm. So
he
split up. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a thing. Mm. But when they split up, he had the last two letters removed so it would say, Wino Forever.
Wino.
And he really stuck to the script on that one because
So fitting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
But you know, you would have thought he would have learned this lesson off the Winona Ryder thing. When he was dating Amber Heard, he had a nickname Slim tattooed on his knuckles. But when he split up, he changed it to Scum.
Oh, goodness. He is very creative. I almost think when he gets a tribute tattoo, he already know what the cover up gonna be.
What the cover up's
gonna be. Yeah, he's like, I ain't been with this girl long.
That's funny.
So let's talk about Mark Anthony. He wanted to put Jenny from the Block permanently on his wrist, but when he broke up, he replaced it with whatever this garbled situation is right here.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. It's almost like one of those adult coloring books.
Yeah. So they have kids together, so is it okay for him still to cover it up?
He should have let it rock, so like on those lonely nights alone, he literally could still say he's having sex with J-Lo.
Jenny on the Block.
Yeah.
How? Wait, how? What?
You'll get it later. Melanie Griffin, her and Antonio Banderas were married for almost 20 years, and she had his name in her heart on her arm. So things started going south, so she started slowly just having his name removed, perhaps hoping to fill the heart with someone else's name, but she eventually just had the whole thing removed altogether.
By the time it got completely off, she was over him. Over that breakup.
It took almost as long as their relationship.
Right.
Eventually go away. So, do any of y'all got tattoos for an ex?
I do.
Really? Oh.
But it's not a name or anything. It's a symbol. So, when I broke up with my boyfriend, the one who I always talk about, I put a heart right here with a thorn going through it. Yeah.
How to symbolize him?
Because it was like we broke up and I was mad. I was coming home from working at Linen and Things and I just swerved into the tattoo place. It was like, I need a tattoo of a heart with a rose going through it. And I got it in the middle of the night and yeah, it's right there.
And it's still rocking to this very
day? It's still right there, yeah.
So when y'all got back together again?
We didn't get back together after that. You don't go through that type of pain and then go back. As you sit there and take that pain, you're like, I'm never going back.
Oh.
And I never went back.
Well, that's you don't have no football helmets or nothing on
you. You got chasing.
Actually, I have the roster on my bag, Gary. Thank you.
No.
All right, up next, if you're like everyone else in the world, I'm sure one of your New Year's resolution is to lose weight and get in shape, right?
Yes.
Everybody. Well, Craig Robinson managed to lose 50 pounds, and
wow.
He revealed his secret. He revealed that he went vegan and gave up alcohol.
Really?
Congratulations, oh. Craig. Yep, changed his whole life.
That's great.
He said, since January, I just put down the alcohol. I was going to detox, but I heard you can regenerate your liver in 6 months. I was like, let me check it out and see if I can do this in 6 months, and just haven't gone back. That combined with working out and being vegan, the weight just started coming off, but he revealed that he misses one thing.
What's that?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh. Macaroni and cheese is dope when made by a person who knows what they're doing.
Exactly, but he's missing out. He doesn't know he can still have macaroni and cheese. They
yes,
have
he
vegan
can.
Cheese.
They have amazing vegan macaroni and cheese.
It's so good.
But
he would love it.
But it's a slippery slope. Like, I mean, obviously,
you just have to find the
diet,
right spots.
You know, but he doesn't seem like he's going to have one bowl.
Yeah, he knows what kind of macaroni and cheese he wants. He don't want that damn vegan mess.
And y'all also know Jaden Smith has his own tips to advise you, Gary, on losing weight. He said he's vegetarian and he drinks a gallon of water every single day. And he tries never to eat past 9 p.m.
No, that's reasonable.
That's important.
And he has his own water company.
And he's 19. Okay. Like, this is, he needs to not give nothing up at 19.
Thank
because
you.
Anything you eat at that age, it's not going to show anyway.
Your
be
metabolism's
healthy.
Working, bro.
Yeah, just live, boo. When you get our age, that's when you start cutting stuff out.
Switching gears, honey.
Thank you.
Did y'all get the new iPhone for Christmas? Did y'all get it?
Uh-huh.
Great, honey. Because, well, I know one person who didn't, honey, Miss Rashida Jones. Now, she said after writing for the show Black Mirror, which highlights how crazy technology can get in the not-so-distant future, she revealed, y'all, that for her, it is now time to go back to the basics.
I have gone from being, like, slightly pondering and having a bit of, like, a filter between me and technology and just, like, feeling like I can't anymore. I just ordered a phone, which is called a dumb phone, which is the opposite of a smartphone, and it just makes phone calls.
I think she's onto something.
What's a dumb phone?
A phone that only makes phone calls. Because, like, just every time you go to an elevator, anytime you're at a stoplight, everybody always got their face buried down in their phones. And if you're only using your phone to make cell phone calls, or phone calls, rather, you'll be more productive.
Yeah.
Garrett probably already got a dumb phone.
Because I don't know none of this.
His smartphone is a dumb phone.
Because he don't use none of the features. No. I mean, like, Gary, why is all of your icons on 20 different pages? Put them all on one page on the first page. They'll fit.
There's like one icon per page.
Right.
I don't like that time.
The only time Gary texts you is if he calls you and answer the phone, bitch. That's the only time. He will text you. Besides that, he will not text you back or nothing.
That's
at all.
Too much.
Well, moving on, Pink and Carrie Hart have been married since 2006, and while they almost got divorced in 2008, they managed to stick things out and make it work out.
Good for them.
Yeah, man. And in a recent interview with The Guardian, she tried to explain the ups and downs of their relationship. She said, there are moments where I look at him and he's the most thoughtful, logical, constant. He's like a rock. He's a good man. He's a good dad. He's just the kind of dad I thought he'd be, and then some.
But
there are moments where she said, I'll look at him and go, I've never liked you. There's nothing I like about you. We have nothing in common. I don't like any of the you like. I don't ever want to see you again. Then you go through the times when you haven't had sex in a year, and you're like, is this the end? Do I even want him? Does he want me? Monogamy is work, but you do the work, and it's good again.
Wait, did she say not sex for a year?
A year.
Does that happen in marriages for real?
Girl.
You hear about it all the time.
Really? How do you keep it together and not cheat?
Side chicks.
Hey, Craig.
No, I'm just saying, that's how, like, people that I hear about do it.
Yeah, because I ain't never heard of that now. I mean, I have heard of it on movies. You see it, but I didn't know it, like, really happens to married couples.
Because if you know you're not having sex with your mate, your husband, for a year, you know somebody's stepping
in. A year, guys?
A year.
Come on, and then think about it. Y'all supposed to sleep in the same bed.
Thanks.
I mean, but sometimes sex, you know, like,
I was just going to say.
It should never be this way, but sometimes sex is like a movie that you've seen before. You kind of know how it's going to end.
You can sleep in the same spot. Yeah, and not have sex with them.
Really?
Yeah, and be with them. Like, it's not all about sex. A relationship is what you make it. Like, sex is not the most important thing in it.
A year, guys? Come on.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes chicks that long to recover.
Oh, wow.
I'm going, Craig.
All right,
that's
crack.
How you do them, Craig.
Head crack. You better crack them heads. All right.
Boxers out here fighting every week.
What?
No. Gotta take some time to train.
Maybe I just ain't came for the right one. I want to be knocked down for a year.
Oh,
I'm ready for my year break.
All right, y'all. Well, don't go anywhere because coming up, want to know which TV actress made the most money in 2017? We'll tell you who and how much after the break. Spoiler alert, it's a lie.
Oh.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes.
Well, you guys, 4 Forbes has released its annual list of highest paid actors and actresses for 2017. And who runs the world? Girls!
Wow.
That's right, because coming in at the number one spot for the second year in a row is Sofia Vergara with a whopping $41.5 million.
Wow!
She made that much?
That's girl. Probably from Rooms to Go right there.
Okay.
Makes a ton of bank on that show, and it's syndicated all over the world.
Yes, she does. While her Modern Family salary only makes up a quarter of that number, she's been able to parlay her TV career in tons of licensing deals and endorsements like Pepsi and CoverGirl.
Oh, but they didn't do nothing about Rooms to Go.
Yeah, why they mention Rooms to Go?
Well, maybe the majority of her money didn't come from there.
Yeah, she's in that big. She getting a check. She know
from all angles.
Right.
Okay, y'all, Jim Parsons comes in at number two with $27.5 million, with his co-star Kaley Cuoco coming in at number four with $26 million for The Big Bang Theory. In fact, that show is making so much money that her and her four castmates take up the 2 through 6 spots.
Oh,
we auditioned for the wrong show.
Good grief.
Right?
What list we on? It's four of us.
We ain't on no list.
Forbes list.
The Forbes list. The Forbes.
So the ladies rounding out the top 10, Mindy Kaling and Ellen Pompeo, are tied at the number 9 spot with $13
million. Okay.
Not mad at that at all. Other notable women on the list, Sofia Vergara's co-star Julie Bowen came in at number 13 with $12 million, Kerry Washington at number 16 with $11 million, and Robin Wright at number 19 with $9
million. Oh. You know, Kerry is making a lot of money, but I thought she would have been higher on the list because of Scandal. That show is bringing in a lot of money.
The show's bringing a lot of money, but honey, are the cast members bringing in a lot of money?
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of these people have side hustles in addition to the TV show.
Yeah, like Sofia Vergara. The endorsements. Yes. Well, then that's the way to go now as an actress.
Yeah.
Go off your brand and make more money.
Yes.
Talking no mattresses and things, honey.
Now, with Sofia being the woman of the household, I have to call her the woman of the household, bringing in at the top of the list, do y'all think there's some pressure on Joe? Joe need to bring in some more dough.
He's confident in his own abilities.
Yeah, he's not black.
Oh. And he's very handsome, so it doesn't matter. You know, you give him a pass.
Honey, Sofia Vergara be singing the D challenge. What she do for the D.
Okay.
The donut challenge.
Okay.
There's no losers under that roof.
Not at all.
Well, moving on, a recent study tried to determine if there was a link between being a psychopath and your taste in music.
Oh, wow.
And it gets a little offensive, actually.
I can believe this one.
Basically, New York University examined the musical taste of a group of people who all range across the psychopath spectrum, from normal to crazy, and they were able to determine that the psychopaths tend to favor rap music over classical and jazz.
Aww, I knew you were about to be diagnosed.
What?
I knew you were about to be diagnosed.
No,
whatever.
If you try to figure out who I was based off of just my musical taste,
you would think I was
a 12-year-old Korean boy. But it baffles me because you would think jazz would be the number one thing because it's so erratic and
expensive. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you how they got there. They played the group 260 songs, and the people with the highest psychopath scores were amongst the greatest fans of Blackstreet's No Diggity and Eminem's Lose Yourself.
No Diggity.
No Diggity is a singing song.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
I like the way you work it. No Diggity.
Oh, you got the bag. Yeah, but that's, you know, that music's for like white people on cruise ships. That ain't
us. So killers be listening to No Diggity?
Yeah.
Okay, that's too much now.
You would think they listen to like Marilyn Manson.
You would think.
Well, or Megadeth or Anthrax.
It depends on who's doing the survey.
Exactly. But those songs we don't listen to.
What, No Diggity?
We don't listen to
them. No.
Not since No Diggity came out.
Yeah, it'll probably come up on your playlist, but just pass on by.
We done bagged that up.
Yeah. All right, coming up after the break, we're going to take a look at the biggest box office blockbusters you have to look forward to next year. Stay tuned.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yeah. Now, 2017 is a live year for movies.
She killed it.
And just asking around the room, what do you feel like your favorite movie of 2017 was?
Oh, it's right there.
Oh, I know. Girls Trip.
Girls Trip was a good one.
Yeah, man.
Big shout out to Jada.
Planet of the Apes for me.
Planet of the Apes was dope. But we wanted to give you a look at some of the movies you had to look forward to in 2018. And y'all let me know if y'all here for it or not.
Okay.
Now, first up, you have the latest addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther. Take a look.
You are a good man. Step into the spotlight. With a good heart. It's hard for a good man to be a king.
This movie has everyone in it.
Everybody.
Is it a Black History movie?
No, man. It's
one of the it will Black go history down movies. In history, though. Oh, I'll tell you
it's
that.
It's a must see, honey.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Oh.
All right. Now, a movie that I think is going to totally kill is Deadpool 2.
Of course.
If it's
you
even
do.
Half as good as Deadpool 1, it's going to be lit. And you got Josh Brolin as Cable. Remember those pictures y'all saw when he got finished working out? He's all brolic now.
Look yeah, he right. went in for this.
You are a Marvel junkie, Crack.
You know, anything that has anything to do with Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He's a super hot G.I. Joe.
Oh, what about spending this Valentine's Day with yet another installment of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy? This time it's called 50 Shades Freed.
I'm so over this.
What?
Yeah.
Supposed to turn you on or something a little bit to look forward to?
Yeah, judging off the title, I thought it was gonna be about a bunch of different things. I thought it was gonna be like a spinoff between like 12 Years a Slave and 50 Shades of Grey, like 50
Freed.
Yeah,
they need Beyonce's voice on that trailer again to make it sexy.
Well, and white people never learn news. Jurassic Park, we're getting another one of those. It's called Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom. Apparently, somebody decided somewhere it's like, no, we'll just put extra gates up and keep the dinosaurs in.
You know what? They keep recycling this movie, and I keep loving it every single time.
It was good last time.
It was good. Y'all can't lie. Every single release is good.
I did too.
But you would think they would just learn from their mistakes. It never works out.
Because people are greedy and they want to keep making money.
Yeah.
I want to know what they're going to do next. I'm so excited. Is Chris Pratt in it still?
Chris Pratt is also in it.
Yeah. It's going to be dope again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a bunch of tickets, no skip-its. I guess we're here for this, except for 50 Shades of Freedom.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't let that go. Let that go.
I never liked one, two, whatever. I don't know.
And she still looks surprised by that whip. Ain't that his thing? Don't he whip you all the time?
Yes. Coming up, can you tell if someone is gay by just looking at their face? Well, there may now be an app for that. Stay tuned.
Well, hello there. I'm so glad you stuck around. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, y'all got a question.
What's up?
What?
Well, y'all meet people. Are y'all pretty good at telling if whether they're gay or not?
You know, my gaydar is bad.
It's bad?
It depends on if they're really flamboyant or not.
Right, okay. Well, it looks like having a good gaydar could actually become a real thing because developers at the University of Stanford have come up with software that can tell you if a person is gay or straight simply by scanning a picture of their face.
Oh, that's not cute.
That's crazy, right? These people got too much time on their hands.
Like mouth lines or how they hold their lips?
Yeah. Using over 70,000 photos from online, dating profile researchers were able to come up with an algorithm to determine if a man is gay or straight by detecting subtle differences in his facial features.
But you know, back in the day, the girls used to strike a match on it. If you fizz, they knew you was gay.
No, what?
They take it to the light. They say, let's take it to the light.
Superstition.
If you gay, you'd be like, but if you die, you'd be like, hey, cut the out.
I'll put some lip.
That's the real touch.
Oh, wow. That reaction was priceless.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.